Dozens of inmates in Texas prisons have been staging a hunger strike for more than a week. John Yang has the details on their demands.
Jeff, the prisoners want a change in the way that Texas prison officials use indefinite solitary confinement. Right now, about 3,100 prisoners are being held in solitary, and hundreds of them have been held that way for more than a decade. Paul Flav is a reporter for Texas Public Radio. Paul, tell us, what are the conditions? What is it like for these prisoners in solitary confinement?
My understanding is that they're held in their cells for as much as 22 hours a day. In a complaint that they filed with the state legislature, they emailed a bunch of legislators documents about their conditions. They said that they, at times during the pandemic, didn't have access to outside recreation for years, for months oftentimes, that they had access to showers once a week in one unit. And so obviously, it's been described as torture by some prison researchers across the country, the use of indefinite solitary confinement, and they are trying to change it.
How many prisoners are participating in this hunger strike right now?
The number's up for debate. At last check, the state said it was 51, independent advocates that are trying to help have said it's as many as 138. But it's been a struggle to kind of understand exactly how many people are involved.
Why are these prisoners in solitary confinement?
Yeah, in the mid-80s, there was an increase in gang activity within the jails. And many of these men are in prison gangs. And along with the increase in prison gangs, there was an incredible explosion in violence. And so they created this system of administrative segregation, many prison systems across the country did, to quell that violence. And as one prison researcher here in Texas said, in doing so, they did, you know, bring some modicum of safety to the rest of the inmates, but they created a system that really does at times torture these other inmates.
They're in solitary confinement simply because they belong to a gang, or are they also there because of things they've done, because of behavior?
Yeah, there is a number of them that are in there because of disciplinary infractions, that they have a history of assaults or have a current case against them within the system of violence. There are others that are considered a high risk of fleeing, of escape, and those folks are kept in there as well. But my understanding is most of them are part of this STG or security threat group, which is another term for gangs.
Simply because they're gang members.
That's right.
And is there a way that a prisoner can, I don't know, work their way out of solitary and be transferred to the general population?
Yeah, the TDCJ, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, says that they, you know, they use an exhaustive system to determine who should be in these places, who should be in administrative segregation. And they say that they periodically review those cases. And people that are kept there have an ability to, you know, appeal those decisions through the grievance process. But in terms of gang members, there's oftentimes programs that are, one is called the GRAD program, which is a renouncement and denouncement program. Basically, they have to leave the gang and inform on the gang oftentimes to be able to exit the gang or exit solitary confinement.
How common is this practice? How does this Texas policy compare with other states?
Yeah, Texas is one of just a handful of states that still utilize status-based administrative segregation. They're one of the leading proponents of it, and it is, you know, far more severe than in other states. According to researchers I've talked to, you know, one of the other big proponents was California. But after similar circumstances where, you know, thousands of hunger strikers led to an increase in litigation around it, they lost a large lawsuit that forced them to reform their system.
What are the demands here that these striking prisoners are making?
Well, first and foremost, they just want them to end status-based administrative segregation. They want them to be based more on their behavior. They want to create a step-down program that would gradually re-enter the vast majority of them back into general population, especially those that have, you know, an out date, a date when they would be released from prison, because the data around people that go straight from solitary confinement to the streets is not very good. They often re-offend.
What's the status of efforts to try to resolve this?
It's unclear. The state has said it really doesn't have an interest in in ending this practice. TDCJ said, you know, these are violent offenders, part of violent gangs, and we just can't risk them having, you know, being having unrestricted access to recruit within their prisons.
Paul Flav of Texas Public Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you.